Now, I want to talk with our friend Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, who's with us every Monday at that time. I wanted to keep him on schedule. Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. Locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, you're the first voice we hear today. How are you?
I'm good, and isn't everybody so lucky to hear such a charming voice?
It's the first thing I want to hear on the afternoon news service. I'm sure people would rather hear you than hear me in a lot of cases. So what's going on at the shop? What do we got happening?
So obviously with all the rain today, people are having some problems with groundwater coming into their basements. We did a lot of stuff with sump pumps and discharge hose today, a lot of different options for that. And then I like to talk to people a lot about preventative maintenance. You know, you can put in a perimeter drain on the outside of your house with perforated pipe and then get all that water to flow away from the house. Also, a quick way to do it is gutters. You know, any kind of gutter system that you put up to get that extra water away from your house is going to keep it from splashing up and deteriorating your foundation and causing a lot of rot and problems that we see around decks, porches, windows, doors, things like that. So there's a lot of things you can do to save yourself hassle down the road. Another really good product is called Dry Lock. It is a really thick paint. You can get it in either oil-based or water-based. You can actually paint the inside of your basement walls, and that keeps water from being able to come through. I know some of the older houses there's a foundation coating that comes in like a 5 gallon or a 1 gallon bucket. It basically looks like a tar. So all the new houses below the water line, they coat the foundation with that. If it's an older house or a stone or a block foundation, you can run into some problems with moisture seeping in, and that Dry Lock product is a really good option to help hold back that water. And then another option is any pipes or, you know, anything that goes through your foundation, you always want to go around that with a product called Water Plug, which is actually a hydraulic cement. So as you mix it with water, you're going to get it to like a silly putty consistency. You can press that around those pipes, and it actually expands as it dries, and it dries really quick in like 5 or 10 minutes. So those are just some quick tips and things I like to share with people, keeping water where it's supposed to be, not in your house.
I was going to ask you a follow-up question, but I think you answered every follow-up question I would have had, so I guess I'll just ask you the lame radio broadcaster question next. Is there anything else you want to say?
I mean, that was what I was going to touch on today, but I do want to just spread the word that the mulch and the topsoils, and it's safe to start seeding for lawns and grass seed now. The soil temperature has to stay at 50 degrees, so most people are going to have the green light to be able to start filling in any of that winter damage. But all that stuff's in and ready to go, and the topsoil and the mulch and the cow manure are already doing really well. People are looking forward to their gardens.
There you go. We're looking forward to that as well. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. Kyle's in the St. Albans location, and they've always got good stuff there at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, be well, and we will talk to you in 7 days.
Sounds good. Stay dry, everybody.
All right. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and at Swanton Lumber. Right now it's 4:57. We will step aside. We'll get the CBS National News update, and then we'll get back into our usual swing of things here. We'll do that next on WDEV AM and FM. The WDEV studio is sponsored by Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's largest independent home center, powered by Marvin Doors and Windows. Go to sticksandstuff.com for store locations and hours.